Does God have a sense of humour?
I split up with my girlfriend last week. She came round my house. She said, I can't see you anymore. I said, I'm behind the settee. To go to the doctor's because this leg keeps falling asleep during the day. And I hate that, it means it's going to be up all night. always remember that laughter is the best medicine. Unless you're diabetic, then insulin works better.
I'm joined now by the comedian Joe Pasquale. Joe, how you doing?
Hello, Frankie. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Rock and roll. Doing very, very well indeed, Joe. What's going on with you? What's happening in Joe Pasquale town these days?
I'm still gigging. I do bits of telly and what have you.
Didn't you do... you did a voiceover recently in a movie, didn't you, with Jim Carrey?
I did, yeah. I've done quite a few voiceovers over the past few years. I've done one at Uncle Frankenstein's Cat that's on BBC. And I've done a bit in Horton Hears a Who with Jim Carrey and Steve Carell. I did a part in Garfield 2. So, yeah, the voiceover stuff is going quite well, really. Considering, you know, when I was at school, everybody used to take the mickey out of me for it. I've earned a bit of a living out of it.
My granddad was just a stranger. He was an Elvis impersonator. But there weren't a lot of call for that in 1938.
Listen, Joe, one of my favourite stories that you tell is the time that you worked with Bob Hoskins.
Oh, that was my first voiceover. That was for a nappy ad. That was, I think it was Pampers or something like that. It was one of those nappy ads anyway. And normally when you do these voiceovers, you don't get to meet the other person. There's two people involved in the script. You don't get normally meet that person. You do your bit and go home and they drop in the other person. And Bob Hoskins was the other person in this one. And so when I get there, I said, oh, Bob will be here in about 5 minutes. So I said, Bob who? I said, Bob Hoskins. He says, oh, blimey, okay. Is he going to be? He said, yeah, great. And there was they showed you the screen of what we was lip-syncing our voices to, the two babies. There was one about 9 months old and one about 4 years old. I was playing the four-year-old and Bob was playing the younger one. And all that Bob had to say was, hey, like that's all he had to say. Because my line was, Mummy says, when we grow up, we can be big boys as long as we've got all our greens and our meat and vegetables and all that sort of stuff. And Bob would look at me and go, aye, that's what you had to say. So of course we get in there, and I was a bit nervous, it was Bob Hoskins, so we get in the studio, he's sitting next to me at a desk, we've both got a mic in front of us, so he shows the film, and I'm doing my bit. Mummy says, we've got three big boys, we eat our vegetables and our meat, and blah, 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 blah. And Bob just stared at me, and the producer looked in the window, went, Bob, you missed your line. And he went, what? You missed your line. What line? You've got to say, aye. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot. Said, what's that? What, I've never heard nothing like it. You never heard nothing like what? And he would look at me and went, I've never heard nothing like you, son. How do you talk like that? So that's what I talk, Bob. You talk the way you talk, and I talk the way I talk. He went, yeah, but I don't talk like that. I've only heard a bird talk like that. I've never heard a geezer talk like that. So I said, Bob, can we get on with it, please? So he went, sorry, he went like that. So I said, Joe, can you start again? I said, yeah, okay. So I went, Mummy says, we all have greens and vegetables, and all our meat, we're glad to be big boys. And then Bob still, I look at Bob, nodding me to do it, and he's still staring at me. And then Bob, and he went, what? He went, you missed it. He went, hey, that's it, that's what we wanted. So he did it three times, and each time he missed the cue, because he was just staring at me. He went, I'm sorry, that boy's putting me off. I've never heard nothing like that before. I can't do it in front of him. And I had to leave the studio just for him to say, hey, and that was it. And when you see it all cut together, you don't see any gaps in the script at all.
Excellent.
Absolutely true.
Listen,
that was my start of my career
and
all the voiceover
work. Listen, Joe, why do you think it's important in this day and age to have a faith? Like a faith in God, a trust in God?
I think you have to, because you just have to look at the way the world is going. Because without it, we're completely lost, I think. Regardless of what your faith is, you have to, because the state of the world, and you just have to read the newspapers, get on the internet, all that malarkey. And you realise that without that, we're lost. We'll be drinking, you know, I don't know, we'll be drinking bottles of coke and living in caves in a few years if you don't have faith. We have to. You have to believe it's all for a reason. And if you don't, then we might as well be toads then.
Sure.
That's what I think. It's quite, you know,
that's
intellectual, isn't it, for me?
No, it's one way of looking at it. Listen, Joe, my last question, a very important question.
That's a good answer. That's one way of looking at it. It is your view.
I went down the Sea Life Centre the other day and I found out in there valuable information. Apparently, a blue whale can actually hear a mating call 200 miles away. Imagine swimming 200 miles and you get there and she says, I wasn't talking to you. Imagine that.
Listen, Joe, my final question. Does God have a sense of humour?
Oh, of course he does. Absolutely. I think, and I honestly mean this, right? I think he sits up there laughing. He's socks are sitting there. Oh, look at the status. Look at that touchdown. Look what he's done there. What's he doing there? And I think he sees that in a lot of things in life. I think he has to. Look at the duck-billed platypus. What's that all about? Why would you invent a duck-billed platypus if you haven't got a sense of humour? What I do, I'll give him like a beaver's body, then I'll give him little duck feet, and then, what I do, I'll put fur on him, I'll give him a great big flat towel that he can't do nothing with, really, looks like a pancake, then I'll give him a duck's beak as well. Yeah, what a laugh that is. Right, he just has bits left over. That's what he done with that. He did, that's why he made it. That's what he got, a sense of humour and a duck. But what is the point of a duck-billed platypus if you ain't got a sense of humour? He's given us all free choice to do whatever you want to do, which is why I think Jehovah's Witnesses make me laugh as well, because I reckon, I wonder what happens when they die. Do they go up to heaven and God and St. Peter hiding behind the gates going, shh, pretend we're not in.
Cheers, Joe. Thank you. God bless.
Thanks, thank you.
Thank you.